Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. Well, today we're going to talk about everything from journalism to rioting in Paris. So stay tuned. Well, welcome back, and thank you once again for joining us for this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. Of course, what we attempt to do is we attempt to put a biblical spin on current cultural issues. So we look at things that are even going on politically or just around the world, and then we try to say, how should we be looking at this in light of Scripture, or is there something that we aren't seeing here that the journalists aren't telling us that we should be asking questions? So hopefully we'll provide some insight, and hopefully you enjoy our program. David, what's going on in the world of the world today?
Well, there's rioting in France.
Oh,
there's
more rioting. Great.
All kinds of things going on about gun control. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I want to talk about, just real quick, is deciphering the language on the ATF form 4473.
Okay.
There's been some recent questions that have been added, and the verbiage will cause people to answer in a way that they don't intend to. Do you think that's on purpose?
Absolutely. If I can mislead you into answering something wrong and deny you the right to purchase a firearm, you better believe it. I'm going to do that.
That's right.
Part
so
of the big
question gun. 11A reads, are you the actual transferee buyer? Well, and believe it or not, people have been saying no. And that is an immediate shutdown from the ATF because – actual transferee. They see actual transferee.
Well, that's not even, that's something we wouldn't use. I'm trying to purchase a handgun. Okay.
Yeah.
Transferring ownership, I guess, from the sporting goods store to me, mm-hmm. but are you the actual transferee? Good. What? Are you planning to buy this pistol for yourself? That's pretty straightforward.
Yes.
Are you planning to buy this for yourself or are you planning to buy it for someone else? That's a pretty straightforward way to ask the question that's not confusing.
Yeah, exactly. So here's another one, 21B.
Okay.
All right. Do you intend to purchase or acquire any firearm listed on this form and any continuation sheets or ammunition for sale or other disposition to any other person? So people are going to say, already kind of read that and go, well, of course I'm purchasing and acquiring a firearm or listed on this form, right? But it continues to go, described in questions 21C through M, or to a person described in question 21N1, which does not fall within the non-immigrant exception.
Well, they try to make it as confusing as they can. But at the end of the day, I'm buying this for me. I'm planning to purchase the gun for myself. I'm not going to give it to anyone else, nor the ammunition. At the end of the day, that's really what they're trying to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually purchasing this for yourself or to give it to someone else that perhaps might not be able to purchase a handgun? That's really what.
Yep.
But they just do a very poor job. No, they're probably doing a great job.
Yes,
they're probably
getting
their
account. This
their,
is their, all done
this
by
is what
design.
They intended to do.
Exactly. That's right.
Well, you know, you bring up a good question. We're talking about, I heard, I believe it was in response to the Philadelphia riots.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know which person this was. I don't know whether it was the mayor or was the district attorney. I think it was probably the district attorney. But I just happened to have the radio on the other day and they were giving us a rundown. And that's what really launched this this topic. But this district attorney, I'm pretty sure it was the district attorney in Philly, and it's a Soros DA, but basically framing the – it was almost a threat that if you don't prosecute this properly, then folks go vote all these people out of office that won't make AR-15s illegal.
Assault rifles.
Assault rifles. It's not an assault rifle. Yeah, people, well, it's AR, it's automatic rifle. AR, it's an assault rifle. No, it's not. It's a really cool looking semi-automatic.
It's as heavy as 10 moving boxes.
Armalite rifle. They were the first ones that came out with these new,
sporting rifle.
Polytech, plastic, whatever. Yeah. You know, it wasn't a wood stock. It had an adjustable stock and all sorts of things. And, of course, they've been around since the, well, probably late 50s. I know they were first used in Vietnam, at least a form of it was. But that's just not – but it goes to show you these people don't know what they're talking about.
They don't.
And here's the thing. I mentioned journalists a while ago. We are really going to have to become – well, hopefully you already are. Critical thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Ask questions. Ask why. Does this make sense? What is the intended outcome here? You know, it used to be we had journalists that were there for the citizens. Mm-hmm. They would ask hard questions because they were supposed to be watchdogs for liberty. Mm-hmm. Well, now they're just lapdogs for the big government leftists because they've been trained in this socialist line of thinking out of our modern educational system. But I think what's interesting is that these riots that are going on in Paris right now.
Yeah. We're talking about Nael, right? The young gentleman, 17-year-old boy, got shot.
Yeah. You know, of course, the detail was police tried to get him to stop. When they were coming up to the car, he took off. One of the officers said he was trying to run him over. There's debates about that. Anyway, young man wound up being shot. But what hasn't been mentioned at all that I did hear in some of the other reporting was the term Muslim. Or these Muslim enclaves, mm-hmm. which have been an issue for decades.
Yep.
You know, for example, in the United States, we have the motto, E Pluribus Unum, mm-hmm. Out of many, one. Well, people used to leave their homelands of Germany or Norway or Africa or China to come to America because it was land of opportunity. And the reason you're moving to America is that you say, I think the American value system, the free market, the liberties there, the security there, I want to be a part of that. I want to. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm leaving behind my Mexican heritage. No, I'll always be a Mexican heritage, but I want to become an American. You know, that is the melting pot. Mm-hmm. You don't come here so you can set up your Mexican flag and say, okay, now this is my little Mexican enclave in America. Well, why come here to begin with? Just stay in Mexico.
That's right.
If you don't want to, and likewise, if you don't want to move to Paris to become French, then don't move to Paris.
Exactly.
But they have so many of these what are called no-go zones that literally are like little Islamic communities. Mm-hmm. They operate under Islamic law. And there's a lot of tension there between mm-hmm. those no-go zones and the rest of the French. And for years, the politically correct were saying, oh, you're just being intolerant. Now they're all coming around. They're going, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Why did you move to France if you didn't want to identify as a Frenchman or become
exactly.
a French?
Exactly.
And adopt our value system. So that's a good question that hasn't been asked. All it is just police brutality. And here's a minority being infringed upon. They're trying to brutalize minorities. And likewise, these shootings that we're seeing in Chicago and in Philadelphia. And I don't know, but I'm just going to ask the question. I haven't heard the term gang shooting at all. In fact, that term is never used anymore. It used to be mm-hmm. because that was reality. We knew that, especially in some of these larger metropolitan areas, and it's gotten worse as they become, you know, Democratic controlled, you know, areas of decay.
Yeah.
These shootings are getting more rampant. Well, but we never used the term gang shooting anymore.
They're afraid of the truth. So before, you know, probably like me, before we make a decision, before we respond or we react to a situation, I like to have all the facts.
Absolutely.
So what happens if there's a police shooting of a young boy in France? Now, I don't know all the facts because, you know, is it really truthful of mm-hmm. what they're reporting? Right. So now you have all these people rioting, causing damage, causing problems. But do they understand why they're doing it? Mm-hmm. Do they have all the facts? I think our society, our culture is that we have a knee-jerk reaction. Yep. We jump on a bandwagon. One news media reports something very false-like, and then all of a sudden everyone jumps on it, and that becomes a crazy thing to do. Why do we have all the riots in our country that destroyed private property? The average American businessman and woman who were opening up small business shops, they destroy their business. What about them? Why did we cause pain and infliction on those type of people and allow these thugs to get away from it? It's upside down. It's all done by design. It's all done by purpose.
You're right. It's and quite frankly, folks, here's what it is. It's part of the Marxist agenda. That's you right. create yeah. chaos. You create revolution. And by the way, this is just the simple timeline for Marx's idea. Mm-hmm. We want to create a revolution. We've got community organizers. We want to create chaos, create a revolution, throw off the existing government so we can replace it with our better idea. And you know, notice the same thing is happening in Philadelphia and happened in Minneapolis is what's being used in France. Mm-hmm. They're saying that it is an oppressor oppressing this poor, defenseless minority. Well, that's exactly what was said here. You know, Black Lives Matter. It's these evil white police. So it's amazing how many black police chiefs are in these communities that they're being charged as being, you know, white racists. But they're trying to create this idea of the oppressed versus the oppressor, which is exactly what Marxism was.
Yeah.
So they're trying to create this image, and it's just factually not true.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Black Lives Matter thing was just a whole Ponzi scheme.
Oh, absolutely.
That's exactly what it was.
Well, take a look at this young man in the New York subways that did the right thing. You know, you saw this guy that was down there, and everybody calls everybody sick or there's ill or whatever. Well, you know what? Maybe so. But ultimately, somebody's got to be responsible for their behavior and their actions. You know, if you go out.
What a concept.
Yeah. I mean, if you go out and do something wrong, then there's accountability. You got to pay the piper. And this guy has a criminal record. He was down there intimidating, threatening, scaring. Don't they have a right to get to work or to get to the grocery store without fear of being mugged or beaten up? And these several individuals were involved in that. This young man, this whoever it was, this one person, I forget his name, but wound up being killed down there in that New York subway. And now the hero is being tried for this. Well, what's that going to do to our society if we've defunded the police so we don't have adequate police in our major metro areas? And then you criminalize a guy that actually does the right thing by protecting a weak or weaker person from a criminal. Well, then the criminals are just going to run wild.
So an unmoral person, they really can't self-govern themselves. But someone with morals and high standards can self-govern themselves. So they're playing this plea of like, hey, we can just self-govern. We can just do away with all the police and we'll live in this utopia. Yeah. Not going to happen.
Well, believe it or not, Marx actually proposed that. But come on. I mean, but also when you get away from the concept of God, when you realize that man is not – see, that was the whole deal. Man is perfectible except for his environment. If you change the environment, then we won't have any problems with mankind.
That's right.
Well, that's what the Marxists say. But the Bible says that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I mean, we know that man is capable of sinning, and man usually does sin.
Yep.
So the idea of it being the gun's fault or the car's fault or the bomb, you know what? Even in America
isn't
today.
Funny that now the news is reporting that a car, a vehicle, ran down a bunch of people and killed people.
Yeah. Wasn't a terrorist, wasn't a murderer, or wasn't a drunk driver. It was this vehicle.
It was the vehicle.
This vehicle's out there. Well, see, that's the thing. It's not the person's fault.
Yeah.
Unless you happen to be a Trump supporter, then it's obviously Donald Trump's fault or your fault for voting for Trump. But the whole idea is not the gun's fault. It's not the person's fault. It's the guns. We just do away with guns and we'd eliminate all murders.
You know, they had the same problem we had bow and arrows.
Sure. Well, you just made a good point. Look at the deaths that have been caused intentionally with automobiles.
Exactly right.
And knives and sticks, and you can't eliminate everything out there that can be used as a weapon to hurt another person.
Exactly.
What we have to be addressing is the heart of the man.
That's right.
But that's something that's off limits. We don't talk about that. We want to take away all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know the motives behind it. But as I say all the time, you know, it's amazing. My guns never go out on out-of-control shooting sprees. Just like my car never goes out drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's a connection there? Yes. Don't take away our freedoms. How about let's reinstill biblical morality in the hearts and minds of a free people?
Amen. That's right.
Then we continue to sustain our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the goal. They don't want to sustain them. They want control. They want to come rescue from ourselves.
Yep.
Well, it's an interesting week. But again, folks, I would just encourage you, don't believe the rhetoric. They're going to always come back. The immediate thing they're going to say is, we need to do away with guns. You know, all of these cities that have these shootings take place are some of the most strict gun laws.
Exactly right. Yep.
And a criminal is not worried about being a criminal. They will get a gun from somewhere. The only thing the gun laws do are keep law-abiding citizens from carrying a gun into a bank or into a church or into a restaurant. And then
You know what we could do is we can come up with these stickers and say, this institution, this business is a gun-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, problem solved.
Yeah, that'll do it. That's like cheese on a mousetrap. It'll just be attracting the rats. Hey, nobody's going to shoot back at me here. I'm going to go there. So, yeah,
right? It's amazing the states with open carry and where people are known to carry weapons. There's not a lot of crime going on in those states.
And start thinking, asking these questions, ladies and gentlemen, because the reality is there is a why ultimately. Hmm. So when you're in an inner city, why don't they ever mention the fact that it could be or either was obviously or could be gang-related? And this deal in France, this problem has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. They've been talking about it for decades. This apparently, we have just defaulted to the idea that policemen are out of control. And we've got to get rid of policemen and take away their ability to protect the public, that's the problem. That's not the problem.
Yep.
There may be on rare occasion you've got a bad cop out there. But by and large, through history, that hasn't been the rule. That's been the rare exception.
Yep.
So start thinking critically. You're going to have to play the role as journalist for yourself because most journalists aren't doing it anymore.
That's right.
And never buy the initial response by all these liberals. If we just did away with the guns, then we would have safety. Mm-hmm. No. There's an old saying. Actually, it's a joke. But aren't you glad that they didn't make rocks illegal when Cain killed Abel? Because then David wouldn't have had anything to take to Goliath's forehead.
That's right. So, that's right.
Well, anything else we got to add today?
I think that was covered. Good. Yeah.
Well, lots of stuff going on. It's certainly an interesting day and age in which we live. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being a part of this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. And on behalf of David Hannon and myself, Pastor Paul Blair here at Liberty Church Edmond, until next time, God bless you.